This is NPR.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Z's Divine Espresso, offering craft-roasted organic coffees from two Lawrence locations, 1800 East 23rd and 2351 West 31st. CoffeeInLawrence.com.
66 degrees in Lawrence, 67 in Emporia. It is 3:06. This is Kansas Public Radio.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 91.3 FM in Junction City. We're always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for joining us today in our next half-hour news headlines, then remembering the life and career of alt-country singer Todd Snyder. He died last week at the age of 59. We will also learn more about rural residents in Kansas who have been struggling to find health care. They often, afterwards, struggle to afford it, and that has led to hospitals now suing more patients over unpaid bills, and this is often for comparatively small amounts of money.
They definitely go about it kind of more like a bully than like a neighbor.
Coming up in just about 25 minutes here on KPR, why rural hospitals so routinely sue their patients. It's all coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Audio Reader, an audio information service for anyone who has difficulty reading standard print. Grateful for the generous support of all volunteers and donors. More information at reader.ku.edu.
Following All Things Considered this evening on your KPR One stations, it's classical music with Destiny. Tonight she has the music of Frenemies. Music by Mozart, Salieri, Beethoven, Schubert, and more. That's from 7 to 9 p.m. on KPR 1. If you're joining us on KPR 2 at 7 o'clock tonight, we have investigative journalism with Reveal. Patchy fog after midnight tonight, a low in the upper 30s. More fog tomorrow morning with a high in the lower 60s. By the afternoon, it's 3:20.
On whether to release the Epstein files. President Trump long refused to make the documents public and disavowed members of his own party who disagreed. But now he's saying he would sign the bill if it passes through both chambers of Congress. We'll bring you the latest developments on the next morning edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock, 5 to 9 a.m. Get the latest national, international, and regional news and more with Morning Edition.
Support for KPR comes from 715 Restaurant at 715 Massachusetts Street in downtown Lawrence, offering heated patio seating Tuesday through Saturday from 3 p.m. till late. More information at 715mass.com.
News headlines are coming up next. It's 66 degrees in Lawrence, 67 in Emporia, 62 in Manhattan. It is 3:30.
And that the problem had been fixed. But similar to an incident in 2024 when cybersecurity company CrowdStrike experienced a major outage, it's clear large chunks of the internet are vulnerable if linchpin services are impaired.
You're listening to NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. A Kansas tax attorney is calling on state lawmakers to spread out real estate appraisals to help keep rising property taxes in check. Attorney Linda Terrell of Property Tax Law Group asked lawmakers to require appraisals only once every 3 years. Currently, Kansas counties update appraisals annually. Some lawmakers questioned if the change would also result in a large property tax increase after the 3-year period. Terrell says that could happen, but homeowners would likely prefer it.
Your constituents would be happy for 3 years. And on the third year, they might be mad at you again, but then they'll be happy again for another 3 years.
Higher appraisals can lead to a larger tax bill, even if local governments do not increase their tax rates. Four agents at the Kansas Bureau of Investigation have been trained to make arrests in collaboration with Immigration and Customs Enforcement. Republican Kansas Attorney General Chris Kobach oversees the KBI. He says the agents will not arrest individuals who lack legal status but otherwise have no criminal record. Kobach told KCUR that KBI agents will transfer immigrants without legal status to ICE custody if they are arrested in the course of a drug raid.
Again, common sense. Why wouldn't you make an arrest where you've got an individual who can be removed from the country and, again, reducing the threat to people in Kansas?
Kobach said yesterday that KBI agents recently arrested 10 immigrants who were on criminal registries. The family of a Kansas City, Kansas man who was killed in the Wyandotte County Jail says the sheriff's deputy charged with second-degree murder is getting special treatment. Deputy Richard Fatherly is free as he awaits trial in the July 5th death of Charles Adair. Adair's family is angry that Fatherly's hearing was on Zoom today, so he didn't have to appear in court. Adair's brother Anthony says Fatherly has a get-out-of-jail-free pass.
Where he's with his family? And he's enjoying his family and his loved ones while our brother is deceased and not here, and justice hasn't prevailed as yet. It's not right.
County Judge Renee Henry says the hearing was held on Zoom because the court didn't take up any substantive issues, and it was held simply to set the next court date, which is now scheduled for next month. The forecast for northeast and east central Kansas, partly cloudy skies this evening, mostly cloudy in the overnight hours, patchy fog after midnight, lows tonight in the upper 30s. Tomorrow, more fog hanging around in the morning, but by the afternoon, partly sunny with a high in the lower 60s. Tomorrow night, we have a 50% chance of showers with lows in the upper 40s and a 50% chance of rain again on Thursday with highs in the lower 60s. It's 3:35.
This is All Things Considered from NPR.
Considered from NPR News.
And you're listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. Rural residents in Kansas not only struggle to find health care, but afterward, they often struggle to afford it, especially if they don't have insurance. That has led to hospitals suing more patients over unpaid bills, often for comparatively small amounts of money. Kaylin Moore has the story.
Small-town residents in Kansas consider themselves for hospitals. He says from his experience, it makes financial sense.
The smaller bills are probably the easier ones for everyone to pay and to collect.
By the time Butler files the case, the patient should have had 240 days to pay. And to collect those bills, it usually only costs a hospital $70 to $100 in attorney fees. But like rural hospitals, many residents are also struggling financially. If they don't show up for court or can't pay, it is taken out of their paychecks. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Kaylin Moore in Liberal.
Blaise Mesa of The Beacon contributed to that story. The Kansas News Service is a joint effort of Kansas Public Radio, KCUR, KMUW, and High Plains Public Radio. You can find more on this story at our website, kansaspublicradio.org.
KPR's Community Spotlight is now accepting applications from local nonprofits who need help spreading awareness about their mission. We'll highlight your organization for a month using KPR's airwaves. Details at kansaspublicradio.org.
This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 96.1 FM in Lawrence, lots of other frequencies as well, all listed for you at our website, kansaspublicradio.org, where we are streaming 24 hours a day.
Support for KPR comes from Spider Art Constructors, offering custom concrete patio work across the KPR listening area. More information about available services is at Spider Art, Spider with a Y, SpiderArtConstructors.com.
Coming up in our next half hour, an update of news headlines. Then the Trump administration has unveiled a sweeping plan to further dismantle large swaths of the U.S. Department of Education, shifting a lot of its work to other agencies. We will have a rundown of what exactly is happening coming up shortly here on KPR. Stay tuned. Lows in the upper 30s tonight. Could see some fog after midnight. More fog tomorrow morning, then partly sunny with a high in the lower 60s. It's 10 minutes before 4.
The House votes on whether to release the Epstein files. If both chambers of Congress vote yes, President Trump says he'd sign the bill. Hear the latest tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org. You can also tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. 66 degrees in Lawrence. It is 4 o'clock.
Learn more at ms.now. This is NPR.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Heartland Community Health Center, providing comprehensive patient-centered care, including chronic condition management, striving to meet patients' health needs at one visit through an integrated care model. Details at heartlandhealth.org.
63 degrees in Lawrence, 61 in Manhattan. It is 4:06.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 89.7 FM in Emporia, always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Andrew Sherwood, Ph.D., Jungian analyst, helping clients explore life's questions of purpose and meaning through the analytical psychology of Carl Jung and the process of individuation. Details at workingwithdreams.com.
Thanks for spending time with us here on KPR this afternoon. We'll get you an update of news headlines in just about another 12 minutes. Before we get to 5 o'clock, a Texas court has ruled on the Trump-backed redistricting plan for that state. We will talk about concerns over what is happening in Venezuela. Venezuela's opposition leader says the regime of President Nicolas Maduro is ending.
We stand at the edge of a new era, one where natural rights will prevail.
This follows the president's declaration yesterday that he would not rule out sending U.S. troops into Venezuela. We will also talk about the bids for Warner Brothers Discovery, all coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Spider Art Constructors, offering foundation repair for leaky basements, cracks, leaning walls, and waterproofing. More information on home preservation is at spider with a Y, spiderartconstructors.com.
Following All Things Considered this evening on your KPR One stations, 2 hours of classical music with Destiny. If you're joining us on KPR Two, stay tuned for Reveal. It's 63 degrees in Lawrence, 62 in Topeka. The time is 4:20.
And disavowed members of his own party who disagreed. But now he's saying he would sign the bill if it passes through both chambers of Congress. We'll bring you the latest developments tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations. Morning Edition is the program. Matthew Algio is your local host.
This month's KPR Community Spotlights on Good Shepherd Home Care and Hospice, serving the Manhattan area for over 45 years with end-of-life care to all, regardless of insurance status or ability to pay. More details at goodshepherdhh.org.
Up next, news headlines. It's 63 degrees in Lawrence, 61 in Abilene. It is 4:30.
Libertarian Party. He says the program treats children as subjects of a, quote, state-run surveillance system. For NPR News, I'm Danielle Pryor in Orlando.
Stocks were lower for a second day in a row on Wall Street. You're listening to NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. The Kansas City, Missouri Health Department says a confirmed measles case exposed passengers at the Kansas City International Airport earlier this month. WDAF-TV reports that the department says people could have been exposed at KCI on Wednesday, November 5th, from approximately 2 a.m. until noon, and then again on Monday, November 10th, from 2 a.m. until 4 a.m. Any person who was exposed could be expected to develop symptoms between November 12th and December 1st. The symptoms of measles generally include a rash that appears between 7 and 21 days after exposure. A Kansas tax attorney is calling on state lawmakers to spread out real estate appraisals to help keep rising property taxes in check. Attorney Linda Terrell of Property Tax Law Group asked lawmakers to require appraisals only once every 3 years. Currently, Kansas counties update appraisals annually. Some lawmakers questioned if the change would also result in a large property tax increase after the three-year period. Terrell says that could happen, but that homeowners might actually prefer it.
Your constituents would be happy for 3 years, and on the third year, they might be mad at you again, but then they'll be happy again for another 3 years.
Higher appraisals can lead to a larger tax bill, even if local governments do not increase their tax rates. The owners of the Arabia Steamboat Museum hope to find a new home for their collection after it leaves the river market next year. It could even end up in Kansas. The Museum of Artifacts from the sunken 1850s steamboat has been in Kansas City for more than 30 years, but owners said November 13th, 2026 will be its last day after the city said it wanted to redevelop the area. David Hawley is the museum's owner. He has also located the Malta, a steamboat that sank in 1841. He wants to salvage the boat and add it to the Arabia Collection's future home.
Where we're at presently in the city market, I can't display all of the Arabia Collection. So if you add another boat to that, you're in big trouble there.
Hawley says they're exploring options in Marshall Junction, Missouri, and in Leavenworth, Kansas. It's 4:35.
Support for NPR.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
Hi, this is Steve Inskeep. If you're bracing for that holiday conversation with a relative you disagree with, NPR's Morning Edition gives you an example of how. We ask hard questions, really listen to answers, and keep it civil.
Oh, forgive me, but didn't you surface that issue? And am I not listening to you?
Listen well with us, weekday mornings.
Join us for Morning Edition, Monday through Friday, 5 to 9 a.m. on both KPR1 and KPR2. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 99.5 FM in Manhattan, many other frequencies too, all listed for you online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Lecompton Historical Society's Christmas Through the Ages. Over 200 Christmas trees with vintage and antique ornaments at the Territorial Capital Museum now till January 4th. Details at lecomptonkansas.com.
Stay tuned. Coming up in our next half hour, an update of news headlines, and we'll give you an overview of Saudi Arabia's Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman and his visit to the White House today. It was quite eventful. We will also learn more about claims that the president's immigration crackdown is sweeping up many U.S. citizens and legal permanent residents. We're going to hear from two U.S. citizens who tell us about their traumatic experiences coming right up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Times, an online news publication covering Lawrence and Douglas County since 2021, with a goal of maintaining open news access for all. News and more at lawrencekstimes.com.
63 degrees in Lawrence, 65 in Emporia. It's 10 minutes before 5 o'clock. This is KPR. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3. KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Stay tuned. Two more hours of All Things Considered still to come. We are expecting patchy fog late tonight, lows tonight in the upper 30s. Tomorrow, more fog in the morning, burning off fairly quickly, partly sunny by the afternoon, with highs in the lower 60s. It's 5 o'clock.
Well-being of people and the planet for a more creative, equitable, and sustainable future. And listeners like you who donate to this NPR station.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from City Wine Market, specializing in wines for every palate and striving to help find customers' next bottle of wine since 2010. More information at citywinemarket.com.
It's 58 degrees in Lawrence, 58 in Topeka. It's 5:06.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 89.9 FM in Atchison, always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, creating the future one discovery at a time. Information about KU programs and research is at ku.edu.
Thanks so much for tuning in today. We have news headlines coming your way in just about 12 minutes. We will remember the life and career of alt-country singer Todd Snyder here in a few minutes. Then we will talk about a situation brewing out in rural Kansas. Hospitals in that area have been suing patients a lot to collect on even small medical bills. What does that tell us about the future of hospital care in Kansas? Find out. It's all coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Times, an online news publication with an emphasis on stories that affect residents of Lawrence, Douglas County, and Kansas. Information at lawrencekstimes.com.
Partly cloudy skies this evening, mostly cloudy overnight. Could see some fog here and there after midnight if you have to be out and about driving. Use caution. Lows tonight in the upper 30s. More patchy fog tomorrow morning, but partly sunny by the afternoon with highs in the lower 60s. We do finally get a chance of rain tomorrow night. Mostly cloudy, 50% chance of showers tomorrow night. Lows in the upper 40s. Cooling off throughout northeast and east central Kansas at this hour. 58 degrees in Topeka, 58 in Manhattan, 61 in Emporia. It's 5:20.
This is through both chambers of Congress. We'll bring you the latest developments on the next morning edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations, 5 to 9 a.m. A great way to get caught up with all the news and information from overnight. Morning edition, 5 to 9 a.m. with Matthew Algio as your local host.
Support for KPR comes from the Topeka Symphony, presenting stories of light, color, and hope in The Color and Light, featuring works by two Kansas composers, November 22nd. More information and tickets at topekasymphony.org.
Stay tuned. News headlines are up next. It's 5:30.
Wyoming.
And you are listening to NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. A man from Uzbekistan has been arrested in Kansas for allegedly belonging to a terrorist organization in his home country. The Department of Homeland Security announced the arrest yesterday, but offered few details. In a press release, DHS said the man, Akhor Bozorov, age 31, is a, quote, criminal illegal alien and, quote, is accused of distributing terrorist propaganda calling for jihad online and recruiting terrorists to join the jihad movement. DHS says he was arrested in Kansas but gave no more precise location. Uzbekistan is an authoritarian state in Central Asia, widely criticized for human rights abuses. Four agents at the Kansas Bureau of Investigation have been trained to make arrests in collaboration with Immigration and Customs Enforcement. Republican Kansas Attorney General Chris Kobach oversees the KBI. He says the agents will not arrest individuals who lack legal status but otherwise have no criminal record. Kobach told KCUR that KBI agents will transfer immigrants without legal status to ICE custody if they are arrested in the course of a drug raid.
Again, common sense. Why wouldn't you make an arrest where you've got an individual who can be removed from the country and, again, reducing the threat to people in Kansas?
Kobach said yesterday that KBI agents recently arrested 10 immigrants who were on criminal registries. The family of a Kansas City, Kansas man who was killed in the Wyandotte County Jail says the sheriff's deputy charged with second-degree murder is getting special treatment. Deputy Richard Fatherly is free while he awaits trial in the July 5th death of Charles Adair. Adair's family is angry that Fatherly's hearing was on Zoom today, so he didn't have to appear in court. Adair's brother Anthony says Fatherly has a get-out-of-jail-free pass.
Where he's with his family, and he's enjoying his family and his loved ones while our brother is deceased and not here, and justice hasn't prevailed as yet, it's not right.
County Judge Renee Henry said the hearing was on Zoom because the court didn't take up any substantive issues, and it was held simply to set the next court date, currently scheduled for next month. Patchy fog late tonight with a low in the upper 30s. Patchy fog tomorrow morning, then partly sunny with a high in the lower 60s. Tomorrow, it's 535.
Support for NPR comes from this.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
You're listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson. Rural residents of Kansas sometimes not only struggle to find health care, but afterwards struggle to afford it, especially if they don't have insurance. And that has led to more hospitals suing more patients over unpaid bills, often for small amounts of money. Kaylin Moore of the Kansas News Service filed this report.
Small-town residents in Kansas consider themselves lucky if they have actually only costs a hospital $70 to $100 in attorney fees. But like rural hospitals, many residents are also struggling financially. If they don't show up for court or can't pay, it is taken out of their paychecks. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Kaylin Moore in Liberal.
Blaise Mesa of The Beacon contributed to this story. The Kansas News Service is a joint production of Kansas Public Radio, KCUR, KMUW, and High Plains Public Radio. You'll find more on this story at our website, kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Peasley Tech in Lawrence, Kansas. The Peasley Promise offers debt-free career training for local high school students and low-income Douglas County residents. Details and donation information at peasleytech.org/peasleypromise.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio at 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 90.3 FM in Chanute. Always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org. We also have a Kansas radio app. We have versions for both Android and iOS.
Support for KPR comes from Delta Dental of Kansas, reminding listeners to visit a dentist regularly. Dentists can be found at deltadentalks.com/find.
A whole nother hour and 10 minutes of All Things Considered still to come. We are with you till 7 o'clock tonight at 6:01, a fresh update of news headlines. Then we will learn more about what's going on at the U.S. Department of Education, many of its departments being split up and sent out to work under an umbrella of different agencies. It's kind of complicated, but we'll break it down for you coming right up here on KPR. It's 58 degrees in Lawrence at 10 minutes before 6.
PR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations. From 5 to 9 a.m., it's Morning Edition. Matthew Algio will be your local host. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, KANU, and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7. KANB and KANB HD1, Olsburg Junction City, 91.3. KANQ Chanute, 90.3. K210CR Atchison, 89.9, K258BT Manhattan, 99.5, and KansasPublicRadio.org.